Episode 1518, Time Flies When You're Having Fun.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day, are you relieved? Yes, it is Friday. I could just yell and scream and do a little happy dance. Are you doing it with me? Oh, come on. Time flies when you're having fun. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Let's jump right on in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when things aren't going great, you want to stop and savor the moment. Oh, how time flies when you're having fun. I can think of lots of things that you have fun with, right? You can be on your social media feed and you're just like, oh, wow. And you just keep scrolling and heart this, like this, comment this. And it's fun. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I've been spending 2 hours on my feed. What have I done? What have I accomplished? Then you feel horrible, right? Well, as parents, the days with children at home is challenging, but it's also very rewarding all at the same time. When days lead into months, then to years, you can't help but wish you could slow down time. Now, as a working parent, you're like, wait a minute, it's Monday. Can we not get to Friday? We want Saturday here already. But as a parent, you begin to notice that there's no more evening snuggles. Don't you miss those? They're so sweet and innocent. No more kisses. Oh, they might give you a hug, but man, when they hit that point, especially with boys, they're like, hands off, mom. And if you get to give him a kiss, it's like, yes, my littlest one, he still allows me to give him a kiss. Oh, I'm so grateful. No more bedtime stories. Do you remember when they were little and you'd crawl in bed with them? I know when I transitioned our oldest daughter from, well, our bed, yes, that's for a whole nother episode, but from our bed to the crib, which she never stayed in. She'd constantly climbed out of it. But again, that's for another episode. And then we transitioned her down into a smaller bed. You know, it was still a crib-sized mattress, but it was completely on the floor. Well, it wasn't on the floor, but you know what I mean. Those little small ones, okay? I don't know what I'm trying to say, but you know what I'm talking about. Okay, so she's there. Well, I can remember going and getting in bed and climbing in with her and snuggling with her and just reading the bedtime story that she would pick out. Do you think I do that now? Oh no. If I climb in bed with her now, she's on her computer or she's looking at her phone. Now, yes, she does put it down. But seriously, right? We miss those times. We miss the times of you're cool to hang out with. They're no more. One thing I love is chatting with other mothers and fathers too, and listening to all their stories, what they loved about how they raised their children and what they wish they had done differently. And we can look at the spectrum no matter where we are in our journey as a parent. We can look at it from, oh my gosh, I'm coming from newborns to toddlers into elementary. And then all of a sudden you're like, nope, now I'm into elementary and middle school. And then all of a sudden you transition where I've got almost everybody in middle school and high school. And then you hit college and then you're like, oh my gosh, just wait till they start adulting. Huh, talk about gray hairs. There's nothing like it. But it is a lot of fun, right? It's all the good, all the bad, and all the ugly of parenting. But in hearing those stories, it just warms my heart because why? We all learn lessons. Our children teach us lessons on a daily basis. Now, you may not be sitting there going, uh-huh, thanks, girl, for that. I appreciate that. Nope, nope, nope. You just walk away and you're like, oh, dag nabbit, she got me on that one. Well, we do, right? And we have to kind of giggle a little bit because otherwise we're mad at ourselves. And there's no reason to be mad at yourself. You're doing the best you can and you're doing awesome. You just have to be willing to take one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. Well, I had my doorbell rang yesterday and wasn't expecting anybody. So I went to the door and oh my gosh, it was Miss Krista. Oh, hey, Krista, shout out to you. She is my flower girl. Yes, we're working on, you know, we just moved down and we're working on changing the stuff that has died over the last year and a half to 2 years. prior to us buying the house, and then also what didn't make it through the very first winter we went through. We're trying to figure out what blooms, what colors are here, etc. So she's my flower girl. That's what I call her. So she came with a plan, and I didn't expect her. I was like, oh my gosh, this is wonderful. We had just met a few days before, and I was like, she's got a plan. I love plans, because then that means we're going to make a decision. We're going to start moving something, right? And I thought, I love moving dirt, and I love seeing things being planted. And I think as a parent, we do the same thing, right? We plant within our children and then we watch it grow. Well, we had a conversation and we were sharing back and forth kind of what we were doing. And I don't exactly remember how we got on it, but she said this. She goes, this is what I tell my children before I send them off. Make a memory and make a difference. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Make a memory and a difference. How beautiful. I mean, you could put that on a painting. It goes along with the whole idea of what, be present, be incredible, be you. Think about how that statement could impact your day today, not just your child's, but your day today. I know when my kiddos were a little bit smaller and we were up north before we moved down south, and the crazy thing was, is that I would send them off on the bus and I waited. Didn't matter if it was rain or shine, I was outside with them. And if I wasn't outside waiting with them, then dad was. Somebody was always outside with the kiddos. And I was kind of like the bus stop mom. And at first, when we first moved there, we had like three kiddos there that would board the bus. All of them were mine, except for one. And that's fine, no big deal. But then the neighborhood began to grow, and pretty soon we had like 8 to 10 kiddos at our little stop. Now, that's a lot at just our little stop. But anyway, it was really sweet because I would always tell them, make it a great day. Not have a great day, but make it a great day. Go out and do something. Go out and impact the world. And so when Miss Krista shared this with me, she said, make a memory and a difference. I thought, oh, it's incredible. I love it. Number one, make a memory. Be present. We know that we are not guaranteed tomorrow. You have this moment at this time. Make a memory and be present in the moment. Savor it. I know when she shared this with me, we were standing outside and we live somewhat off of a busy street and I could hear the traffic. But I also could hear her voice and I saw the sparkle in her eye, because what she said took her back to when her children were littler. Now they're adulting. She has grandchildren and it's awesome. But of course, it's a memory, right? Well, she made a memory with what she told her children every single day. So in that moment, as she shared it with another mother, it brought her back to what she knew and what she remembered. So are you making a memory today? Number two, make a difference. Go out and impact the world that you touch. You were created on purpose for a purpose. So was your child. You have to encourage them to go out there and be what they were created to be. You have to plant those seeds. And unfortunately, I think, honestly, don't our kids just get it from somewhere? No, they don't. We have to give it to them. Don't make the assumption that your child is getting what they need. They get everything from you. What you say matters. Words have power. So make a difference. Tell them that. You make a difference. Go out and impact the world that you touch. And number three, you know what it is. Be you. Let your child be your child. Let your husband be your husband. Let your wife be your wife. Love yourself. Love them right where they're at. Don't try to force someone to be someone they're not. That just gets down into craziness, and it complicates life, and it complicates your life. Yes, we have things that get in the way, and sometimes our kids do things that we really wish they wouldn't. Yep, that's going to happen. Whether they're 2 days old or 42 years old, there's always something that's going to be happening in the middle. But you want your child to be themselves. You want you to be you. So encourage that. make a memory, and make a difference. So I got to ask you, what do you tell your children as they head out for the day? As they go off to school, what do you tell them? What do you tell your spouse as you send them off to work? Or as you walk out the door flying crazy going, oh my gosh, I barely got through the morning. Now I got to go sit in rush hour traffic. Or you got to go sit in the drop-off line, whatever it is, right? It's crazy. We live a crazy life. But there's lots of blessings in that crazy life. So what do you tell your children? What do you tell your spouse? What do you tell yourself? If you're one who works in corporate America and you drive into that parking spot and it's like, yeah, I'm here. I've arrived. Do you say, hey, I'm going to make today great. I'm going to make a memory and I'm going to make a difference. Or is it more along the lines of, oh, it's only Friday. I got to get through today. And then, well, then it'll probably be okay. Spring break's around the corner. And yeah, I could kind of get excited for that. Somehow we knock ourselves down into what? The area we really don't want to be, but we take ourselves there. Call it easy? Maybe. I call it habit. See, when we take ourselves down in the dumps, anything above that looks great. But what if you were to raise yourself up and don't put yourself down in the dumps? Start higher. Make a memory and a difference. What you say matters, especially those little things you repeat over and over and over. I guarantee you, Miss Krista's children remember, make a memory and a difference. And now guess what? She's saying it to her grandchildren. How awesome is that? Gives me goosebumps. Those are the heart chills that you want in life. Those are the little things that matter. Now, if you're one who doesn't put a lot of thought into what you say as you send off your child, don't fret about it. I don't want you on one end of the spectrum versus another. That's not what I'm talking about here. This is not about someone who's better than someone else. But I do want to challenge you to pay attention to what you do say. Unfortunately, we don't listen to the sentences that we say. It just comes out. Why? It truly is a habit. And if you're like, I don't think so. Well, number one, go look at your text. How do you end your text? Most of us have the same type of ending. We use a certain emoji. Think about how you say, I love you. Do you say, I love you? Or just love you? Love ya? Love. You know, whatever it is, right? It's whatever that statement is. How do you say it? Because that is exactly what you say over and over and over again. So when you're in the moment, you really don't think about it. It just rolls off your tongue. But we need to take a step back because words have power. So I challenge you today, not just as a parent, not just as a mentor or a coach, not just as a coworker or a sister or a brother or a mother or a father or a grandmother or a grandfather. We could go on and on and on. What do you say and how do you say it? And if you catch yourself and you're like, whoa, I don't really say much of anything. I maybe need to change it up a little bit. Then great. Grab onto this one. Make a memory and a difference. And add a little smile to it or an extra hug if they'll let you come in for the hug. It will change not only their life, but it will change your life. Words have power. So plant the seeds daily. Now this parenting thing, whew. It takes work. Are you tired? You thought work was hard. Parenting's even harder. And even if you don't have any children, you are still impacting people around you that are younger than you. Maybe you teach in Sunday school or you volunteer at the community center with children. You have children, just in a different capacity. Words have power, and what you say to them also matters. We have a tough job, and it is the most important responsibility that we have been given, in my opinion. And so we need to build those relationships, not tear them down. We need to figure out how to bridge one to the other. If you're wondering what words you can say, or gosh, I've been saying this and it really sounds horrible now that I think about it, or I look at my text and I shouldn't be writing that. I mean, it's fine, but there's nothing great about it. And it just is words, so I don't know. Let's get together. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Let's actually come up with some statements that are you. Not that you're trying to create something weird, but come on. Wouldn't it be awesome to put your vision for your children into a statement that you tell them every single day? That's powerful. That's life-changing. You want to be the power for your children by giving them the gift of greatness. You plant those seeds with words and you let them blossom. And you got to do it daily, right? Because if not, kids are only living in the moment. You know that. Come on, look at it. Their time frame is like, Mom, aren't we there yet? Time flies when you're having fun. So plant them daily. All you have to do is click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. We'll set up a call for you and I to chat. It's totally free, so don't be freaking out about this. You matter and your children matter. Your family matters. Let's get to planting seeds daily that will blossom into greatness. Make a memory and make a difference. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.